Blog Talk Radio.
Thank you.
strong in the power of his might. Put on the whole armor of the cross, that he may be able to stand while the Lord. For we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against
And now, Voices of the True Israelites, with your host, the Seer of Seed Royal.
To the four corners of the globe, praise his righteous and powerful name. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Yahuwah.
Yahuwah.
Yahuwah's
Radio. Third day of the Feast of Dedication. Worldwide International Radio Broadcast is now on the air on the third day of the Feast of Dedication. I be your host, by name, your seer, Israel, O.C. Roy. This is third day of the Feast of the Feast of Dedication, the third day. This feast is an eight-day feast. Eight consecutive days, all locations will be, the doors, the gates will be open for all of the days. So if you need a word, bump shoulders, all locations will be open where you can get in, where you fit in at. And but the key to it is Ecclesiastes chapter 5, verse 1 and 2, have big ears, but little mouth. And we'll get you there. All right, we're going to stroll down the international side and see what's going on the third day of this, on this feast day that Yahuwah came, Yahuwah the Son. He came 70 miles to keep this feast day. It's the third day of this feast. He came 70 miles to keep this feast. So this is the third day of the feast. We're going to roll down the international side and see who all joined us. We got a lot of memos. And, you know, and I have to say about this right here, this teaching that Voices of the True Israelites brings to the table, you know, to get to cook good, you got to first get everything cleaned up and lined up. And once you get everything cleaned up and lined up, then you can cook real good. So that's what we got to do. We're going to try to set a little foundation with words that have defiled us. Certain words have defiled us, and we see what these words mean. Then once we see these words, and we say, oh, okay, oh, that's what that means. Because, see, what they have did, they have rewrote the history of the 12 tribes of Israel. The world have rewrote the history of the 12 tribes of Israel. It been rewrote. So now what we're going to try to do is show you exactly and decode what they have said to bring it be clear to you. When you see certain words, how you define the word, or you know what it means, then you pronounce sentences on this word and keep it moving. Because what's holding up things is the organizing according to the Bible and the propaganda that came after that. See, when you in the whole your end of the bargain up of the Bible, then that brought in the propaganda that you have right now. So there's no need of marching, picking, foul spirits on you. You got to start making decisions according to the Bible, then Yahuwah will unwrite what been wrote in your brain, and then you will see the difference. He gave you a dress code. He gave you a look that he said he was proud of. You must return back to what he got on tape in order. Then he can intervene. You got that? Good. All the slots is filled on the third day of this feast of a day feast. This is the third day, and all locations open. And you keep that in your mind. And this is a big crowd too on the network. 115275. I ain't have to say that, but we said WCC. See, or how many of you think of the 115275 pro bosses of the true Israelites? 115275. Well, I know that mean one thing. We know your hand in the WCC big time, but because y'all want to hear something. And I know you want to hear something because you know your records in the world records don't line up with the Bible. So you want to hear how to straighten this up. You got your big dignitaries on the network. We clear about that too. So we're going to bring our elder in, and he'll tell you all about the 195 international countries, 115275 that's flashing, 115275 that's flashing on the international side, and we're going to tell you exactly. We're going to get you there because you got a ministry that was ordained to get you there, but you got to have an ear to hear. We'll bring our elder in, and we'll be reading a few memos while we unmask this right here and take care of the business of the scattered 12 tribes of Israel in the brain. Because basically, you scattered in the brain because ain't a place that you wasn't already at. Heaven, nobody brought you nowhere that you weren't already there. It just brought you another group of you up on a different mindset. But it was no empty land that they brought you to, and you was not already there. See? All right, so you meet the elder with a loud voice, you say, Elder Mr. Tibbs, Yahweh bless you, C. Ray.
And Yahweh bless you, C. Israel, receive well. Hallelujah, Yahweh.
Hallelujah, Yahweh. Well, like I said again, Elder, we got a big job. And one man can only do what one man can do, but in the same token, once we organize, and once we start saying all the right things according to what's written, just don't say all the right things because it can be a loophole in that because you can follow wicked people and you be saying all the right things of a wicked person. Now, how do you find the definition of a wicked person? When they show up and they ain't got nobody. Because that means they don't speak their own mind and we will follow them, got to listen to carefully what they saying, not what we read. So that's a sign of a wicked person that'll show up with no spiritual tools called the Bible. Now, if you got the Bible, now you got everybody's tentacle, we're going to get in this book and see can we straighten it out. And then if you get in the Bible and straighten it out, it will all line up with the six anointed camps of voices of the true Israelites. So we're going to leave it like that, 195 international countries, 115275 is flashing. So you can take your time and you can go from there while we read some more of these memos during the clock come out.
Once again, Yahweh bless you, see Israel, and thank you for bringing me into tonight's broadcast. And we welcome and thank all of you for attending our live broadcast of Yahweh's ministry. And looks like we have another jump increase in the number of people that came to hear the words of Yahweh. 115,275 listeners. And that's a good thing because it's one of the largest classes ever. Which lets me know one thing. The word of Yahweh is getting out there and touching somebody. You know, when you go against Yahweh's word, you have to realize things will happen to you that are not good. And you look around, you see somebody else is flourishing, doing just fine. And you're wondering, what about me? Well, have you been doing Bible lately? Look at the diseases that's coming around that we've been exposed to. How many diseases have been out in the last 25 years? Does anybody know? I can count over 30 different diseases plus the newer ones that we've just been exposed to. Shortly after the coronavirus came out, About 2 weeks later, there was mentioned the Yara virus. That came out of Brazil. They shut Brazil down because it was supposedly had been worse than the corona. They hadn't even named the enzymes from the Yara virus, Y-A-R-A, in case you want to look it up. They hadn't even named the enzymes that the virus was contained of, but they knew it existed. Then they came out with what? The D variant on the corona? And now it varied again? My goodness, what's going on here? Well, if you read the Bible, it tells you that Yahweh will put all the diseases on you and even more, and some that wasn't even written in the book. But in Deuteronomy chapter 7, verse number 15, what did it say? 15 says, and the Yahweh will take away all sicknesses and will put none of the evil diseases of Egypt, Mizraim, which thou knowest upon thee, but will lay them upon all them that hate thee. So when you find people that are doing the wrong thing, you know, you have hate in their conversation, hate in their text messages. You know, they're miserable people. Things are going wrong in their life. So they want to spread that misery instead of spreading the word of Yahweh. But not this ministry. We learn to give praise to Yahweh and be humble, giving praise like on the Sabbath day. As I said before, a week ago, don't be like Doeg, the Edomite, which is mentioned in the book of Psalms, chapter 51, verses 1 through 9. If you want to see what kind of terrible gentleman that was, can't even call him a gentleman. He was horrible. Which brings me to mention why we continue to talk about praise. And we continually use the word yada. Looking at what it says, praise, Y-H-D-H, an ancient Semitic original pure form of the word praise, the fourth son born unto Jacob, which we know as Israel, from the tribe of Yada, was armed the heavens with songs and dances, etymology, ancient Semitic, and no Latin or Greek vowel points in the ancient dialect of the Semitic nations. We know that because we do Bible, and we study that. The Bible protocol, as the seers often mention. How the word was given. Word came from the Father, Yahweh the Father, given to Yahweh the Son, to the minister spirits, to the seers, to the elders, to minister that word unto you. So this is why we're here, to welcome and thank all of you for attending our live broadcast that comes to you live and open to you always with new and exciting topics from the King James Bible. First and foremost, about Yahweh's word. Connecting the books, your health, and foods that you should eat, and keeping the Sabbath days. We do all this because you have not, and you came to seek. And now you have found that which you have sought in the voices of the true Israelites, tribe of Yadah. And we're open unto you from 6 p.m. to 9 p.m. And the days is Sunday, Monday, Wednesday, Thursday. Generally not having a class on Tuesday unless we have a high day or a special event. Now, we do have a Sabbath class. The top part of the Sabbath is Friday, current time starting at 7:30 to 10:30. Where the bottom part of the Sabbath is Saturday, where the temple class starts at 12 p.m. and the online class starts at 2 to 5 p.m. until the temple members desire to leave. We also have a website address. To use this on any search engine, enter www.tribeyhdh.com. When you click enter, just under the big line, you will see some choices. One will be tithes and offerings. Click PayPal and follow the instructions. On any other device, you might see menu, but after clicking this, again, you'll see choices. Still choose tithes and offerings, and doing so, remember what it tells all of us in the Book of Psalms. When you read chapter 96, verse 7 and verse 8, verse 7 says, give unto the Yahweh, you kindreds of the people. Give unto the Yahweh glory and strength. 8, give unto the Yahweh the glory due unto his name. Bring an offering and come into his courts. I always remind everyone that when you do this, to remember that Yahweh loves a cheerful giver. Also, donations to this ministry is greatly appreciated. that you give according to the Bible scriptures mentioned in the book of Leviticus, chapter 27, verse number 30, and also the book of Hebrews, chapter 7, verse 8 and 9. We need some serious note takers out there to be taking notes of these things so you can refer back to them and see what we're really giving to you. We also have a calendar that you can check to keep yourself in tune with the feast days that come to you, your family, and friends throughout the year by using that same website address. We also have a live program. This is a feature that's only available during the live broadcast time, like now. To get there, enter three words on your search line, Yahuwah Radio Live. And when you click enter, look for Voices of the True Israelites, Tribe of Yaddaa. Click the red live button as soon as it appears. You'll be right into our live online broadcast. This is also good for people that can't log into the program by the phone number. You can log in and listen to the program live on your computer. Also, we have two email addresses. The first is tribe, that's tribeyhdh@gmail.com. This is to write your written opinions, questions of a biblical subject answered, or related topics. The other is yhdhysraeel@gmail.com, also for biblical subjects or related topics. We even have a few numbers you can righteously call with Yahuwah in mind. The first is the live conference room number, which is 319-527-6065. The other phone number is 224-600-5579. This is our international number where you can call and leave a message on scriptures that you have questions on, which can be answered by anyone of the 600 camps of Yahuwah's ministry. Also, by calling the same number, you can order our 12-program DVD, sponsored by the 12 tribes of Israel. Any particular 12 programs that you would like or more can be put on DVD. Just call that number, 224-600-5579, and place your order. Now, if you happen to miss the beginning of our today's program, you can always catch the entire show after 9:15 p.m., except Friday. Friday's program will be repeated after 10:30. Just enter Yahuwah Radio Live, and after you click enter, look for Voices of the True Israelites, Tribe of Yaddaa. At that point, just choose the program you were late logging into or any previous day that you would like to listen. Now, during and after the normal Blog Talk broadcast, we will be simultaneously transmitting our program on Pal Talk. On Pal Talk, we'll be listed under ethnic group, African American. Just look for Voices of the True Israelites, Tribe of Yaddaa. You'll find this is where Yahuwah's Word is also working for your Bible education. Online there to answer any on-the-table topics we discuss will be Elder Mr. Tibbs, along with Seer Israel, writing as shotgun. We'll be taking no comments off topics or any more than two text questions answered at a time. Failure to follow the righteous act, the elder will either block or restrict the misuse. And if Broad Talk ends before teaching time, our teaching will continue on Pal Talk. Yahuwah be with you all. But remember, when you're trying to learn the scriptures and keep them in mind, don't try to win the bump the gums contest, trying to out-talk the one that's teaching you the word of Yahuwah, because you'll miss all the Yahuwah's glory which is said unto you. We're doing this to rehearse the righteous act, as it tells us in the book of St. John, chapter 14, verse 26. When you read 26, it says, "But the Comforter, which is the righteous Spirit, whom the Father will send in my name, he shall teach you all things and bring all things unto your remembrance, whatsoever I have said unto you." So these things can be done in a proper order. Let's keep your Bibles open and see what's next. We'll pass our program back to our Seer Israel and say, Hallelujah, Yahuwah.
Hallelujah, Yahuwah, that's excellent. You know, so I was sitting there reading these memos, and that's an excellent point. Like I said, again, We never know where we're going, but that's the exit point. You know, we got those who try to lead. To be a great leader, you got to first be a great follower. Then once you become a great follower, then you have to make sure you can recognize when an unrighteous spirit would get into you. Now, once you recognize that unrighteous spirit got into you, you got to know how to rebuke that spirit out of you when you see that unfolding. Because Yahweh is an order, Yahweh, order. This is third day of the feast day. This is third day of the feast day, and we got a lot of memos, especially out there, and we got a great big audience that's coming out of Jamaica. So now we don't want to take care of all that, but in the same token, we got these words that we use freely. Freely use words. And that's what we got to get in and show you. When you use words freely, especially if you become a teacher, using words freely without knowing, define the definition of a word, then all Yahweh is going to do is the Hosea 5:15 on you. He's just going to watch you. Because what he said that was going to happen to you in 28:37, you're going to leave your name. You become a byword and a proverb. I got to write that down. You'll become a byword and a proverb. And then once you become that, you will never be lined up to the Bible becoming a proverb and a byword. Because he's not sharing this with anybody. He gave one people this right here. The one people's got to identify themselves, then see exactly how things unfold in the Bible. We'll talk about it later. All right. We'll talk about that later. So we're going to find Brother Yahzai Israel. We'll get something going on, but we can go on and on the third day of the feast. But what we're going to do, we're going to go find Brother Yahzai Israel, and we're going to get something going on. And see, we have to lay to do some great teaching. You got to first do some great cleaning up first. That's what we're going to do. And take three, we're going to take our time and do some cleaning up first. You have to know when you see certain words. Because like we told you early, the 17 nations headed by Esau and his five sons have rewrote your mindset. They have rewrote your mindset. And as long as they have rewrote your mindset, there's nothing we can do until we first get that in order first. Then we do some great cooking after we show you what the Bible says. So we don't know where we're going, but one thing we know we're going to do, we're going to find Brother Yahzai Israel and say, when you meet your brother, with a loud voice, you say, and I say it too, Brother Yahzai Israel, Yahweh be to you, I see you right.
Well, bless you, see Israel. I see you royal. Hallelujah. Yahweh.
Hallelujah, Brother Yahzai Israel. We got a lot of cooking to do, but we can't cook until we clean it up. We got to clean it up. And tell you something, I'm preaching to the choir of the six anointed camps. You must step your game up in just as Yahweh. You got to be as a assistant and helping in this. You must understand what's written in the Bible. You must make a decision on what the Bible is saying. Then you better recognize everything that come before you from the Bible. So we're going to do some great cleaning up first. Then we're going to do some cooking. But we need all the help we can get. So how about a little Luke, chapter 12, verse 12, Brother Yahzai Israel. Let's establish that on the clock first. Then we see which way he wants to go come out.
Book of Luke, chapter 12. Verse number 12 reads, "For the righteous spirit shall teach you the same hour what you ought to say."
The righteous spirit will teach you. The righteous spirit will teach you in that very same hour what you ought to say. let's define that righteous spirit, because like I said, this is the largest audience ever. And we know exactly this area is coming in. Matter of fact, those that surround other parts of America, they packed in like sod. Look at these memos I got here. I don't even know where to start at. But I tell you one thing. What I just got through saying a minute ago, brother, y'all done his rip. I just said something. What I just got through saying?
I didn't catch it.
Wait a minute, brother, y'all got his rip. We know we said something. Well, let's start all over again. Go did say something. And now he done got past me because I knew I got that part out the way. Let's start back over. I'm giving you a big dose of Luke 12:12, and maybe you get your big dose of it too. Luke chapter 12, verse 12. Brother Yahdai Israel, get back at it again. Come on.
The book of Luke chapter 12, verse number 12 reads, "For the righteous spirit shall teach you in the same hour what you ought to say."
Excellent. In that very same hour, the righteous spirit will teach you what we ought to say. And that's what we're talking about, the righteous spirit, Steve Ray. You got to make sure you know what spirit is teaching you. Teaching you, you want to make sure the righteous spirit is teaching you. So when the righteous spirit is teaching you in the sixth chapter of Deuteronomy, verse number 25, it'll tell you about the righteous spirit doing some teaching. Let's see what it says about it. The righteous spirit. See, listen. We got a lot of names to bring to the table, but before we get to the names and to bring to the table who are all listening in from different organizations, we got to understand something. To learn this and be on the right side of the track, you got to make sure you guided by the righteous spirit. That's where it starts at, right there. And the righteous spirit is a what in 625? What it says, it is that we can read, the righteous spirit is a what? Deuteronomy 625. What's the righteous spirit that brother y'all got here, bro?
The book of Deuteronomy 6, verse 25 reads, "That should be our righteousness, and we observe to do all these Torah instructions before Yahweh, as he hath commanded us."
So there go the righteous spirit. Those that do all the Torah instructions, see, right? The Torah instructions. And then what did Yahweh say about that in the fourth chapter of Matthew? Now, what did he say about that? He made a final statement, do the Torah instructions. This is what you have to be. You have to be a Saint John, a Saint Matthew chapter 4. You have to be a 4:19-22. Now, this is what you got to be. You got to be a Matthew chapter 4, verse 19-22. So now, examine yourself. To be a righteous spirit talker and walker, you must understand what he got written in Matthew 4:19-22. What does it say that, brother Yahdai Israel?
The book of Matthew 4. Verse number 19, verse 22 reads, look at Matthew 4, verse 19. He said unto them, "Follow me, I will make you fishers of men." Verse 22, they immediately left their ship and their father and followed him.
Is that, so there it is right there, I see it right here. You got to make this thing work, you got to be a follower first. You got to be a follower first, see, right? Once you understand, and the follower's got to be Ecclesiastes chapter 5, verse 1, 2, and 3. Let's see what you got to be. You got to be a follower first. Let's go to Ecclesiastes out the regular book and see what it says in 5, 1, 2, and 3.
Look at Ecclesiastes chapter 5, verse number 1, 2, verse number 3 reads, the book of Ecclesiastes, chapter 5, verse number 1. Keep thy foot when thou goest to the temple of Yahweh, and be more ready to hear than to give the more ready to hear than to give the sacrifice of food. For they consider not that they do evil. Verse number 2. Be not rash with your mouth, but let not your ear, and let not your mind be hasty to utter anything before Yahuwah. For Yahuwah is in heaven, and you upon earth. Therefore let your words be few. Verse number 3. For a dream coming through the multitude of busyness, and a fool's voice is known by the multitude of words.
And a fool's voice is known by the multitude of words. And because then Yahuwah will tell you exactly, if you fall upon that category, he'll tell you in verse 5 and 6. See, not only he'll tell you that, so examine yourself, and he'll tell you exactly what that means. He'll define the definition from the pages of the book, verse 5 and 6. Watch him define the definition of what we just got through saying.
Ecclesiastes 5, verse number 5. Verily is it that thou shouldest not vow, that thou shouldest vow and not pay it. Verse 6. Suffer not your mouth to cause your flesh to sin. You say thou before the minister spirit, angels, that it was an error. But why should Yahuwah be angry at your voice, destroy the works of your hand?
You see what man saying? He said, don't be rash with your mouth. And don't utter anything out your mind and think it's not recorded. It's recorded, see, right here. Let's go to Enoch chapter 98. Do you know when you make a statement out your mouth, is it recorded? He said, don't be rash with the mouth. Because we're going to make this thing work. And Yahuwah just got an option on the six anointed camps to make it work. But the six anointed camps don't know they. This is a great big responsibility. And you can't be half-cocked in the lesson. You got to have the right spirit on you. You got to be in position. Yahuwah will give you a 334. This is what Yahuwah will do. And that's when we know you on the right track. When Yahuwah pass on you at 334, then we know we working with something. But you fumbling all around this thing. Yahuwah said, dang what I got on tape. I got sewing machine types. Just like Brother Yahuwah got to do all them garments. You got sewing machine in teaching. You got to have some sewing machine in teaching, see, right? Not fumbling all around when it's time to look at something and take care of this business. You got to be at 334 that you can read, and then Yahuwah kick in. Let's read 334. What is the 334 of St. John, Brother Yahuwah Israel? What's that? What's that supposed to mean? Come on.
The book of St. John 3. Verse number 34 reads, for he whom Yahuwah has sent, because the words of Yahuwah, for Yahuwah giveth not the spirit, the word by measure unto them.
Now, how are you going to be sent by Yahuwah and you don't have a Bible in your hand? How are you going to bring a message from Yahuwah and man live by what in Deuteronomy 8 verse 3? How do man live?
Book of Deuteronomy, chapter 8, verse number 3 reads. Book of Deuteronomy 8, verse number 3. He humbled you and suffered you to hunger, fed you with manna, which you knew if not. Neither did your father know, that he might make you know that man and woman does not live by bread only, but by every word that proceeds out of the mouth of Yahuwah, the man and woman live.
Uh-huh. And where you going to find Yahuwah's words that we can read in 34, verse 16 and 17 of Isaiah? Now, where we going to find Yahuwah's words that we can read? Let's go to Isaiah 34, 16 and 17. Let's talk about it. Then precept that to 1, 3 of Revelation. Go back to back hardcore there, Brother Yahuwah Israel, as we try to do a little cleaning up before we do some serious cooking. We got to lay the groundwork down first. We got to make sure that you're saying all the right things according to what we just read to read. What do you read in 16, 34, 16, and 17? Then precept that to 1, verse 3 Revelation. Help me out there, Brother Yadgar Israel, because mine is kind of heavy because sorcerer on the table, and we got to tighten this thing up on the third day of this feast, and then we're going to eat them up and drink them up. What is saying that, Brother Yadgar Israel? Come on.
The book of Isaiah 34, verse 16 and 17 reads, Book of Isaiah 34, verse number 16. Think you have the book of Yahweh and read. The one of these shall fail. None shall want her meat. For my mouth it hath commanded, and his spirit that gathered them. Verse 17. He hath cast a lot for them, and his hand hath divided it unto them by line, that shall possess it forever. From generation to generation shall they dwell therein.
So he divided things by lot, see, right? You hear the man just said? And you got to understand something. When something is divided by lot, see, right here, and that's supposed to last from generation to generation. Yahweh divided things by lot. So to know that you're working with something, you'll recognize if Yahweh divided things by lot, then you got to find out what is your lot that Yahweh got on the table. And if you find out somebody else is in a lot that don't belong to him, in a lot that you own, you got to understand what Yahweh means. I mean, listen. He tell you in Zechariah chapter 4, verse 6, how this thing going to operate. How it's going to operate there, Brother Yahweh Israel. We got to understand something. This thing is operated by a lot. And I'll be in Deuteronomy, the precept, and tell you what he's saying about this lot thing. This is what a man is saying. So you got to listen. Six and nine accounts. It's a big job ahead of you. But you will have to step it up in the word of Yahweh and stop fumbling all around with this thing, because the world is a calling on the six and nine accounts. But how you going to step up to play and you still fumbling all around? Don't even know what time the broadcast come on. Don't even understand that you got to wear fringes. That is your get up. And you got to be prepared if you got to have two books with you. One for the stranger to come next to you and one already you got. You got to can't leave home without them now. This is a big job ahead of us. Can't be keep on this fumbling around with this thing. Yahweh is saying it's time now. It's time now. I got to pull the rabbit out of the hat on that. Look at the man saying that, Brother Yahweh. I mean, you got me written down. But he said, yeah, But put this on the table right here, see here. Okay. Put what on the table that we can read? What do you want to be put on the table that we can read there, Brother Yahweh Israel? In the book of Isaiah, it makes a profound statement. And what this supposed to mean if you read 33 verse 10? What does that supposed to mean after we hear it read? 33 verse 10 of Isaiah.
Book of Isaiah 33. Verse number 10 reads, "Thou will I rise, save Yahweh. Thou will I be exalted. Thou will I lift up myself."
Mm-hmm. That is what he said. So now back up to 30 verse 8, and what we will find all this lifting up and exalting? What we will find all this good stuff at? Now will I rise, now will I lift myself up and be exalted. What we will find all that good stuff at in 30 verse 8?
Book of Isaiah 30, verse number 8. Now go, write it before them in a table. Note it in a book, that it may be for the time to come, forever and ever.
See, all of it is gonna be noted in the book. And what we gotta do is decode what's written in the Bible. Everything we need to know is already noted in the book. So he told Habakkuk, he's come here. He said, yes, sir. Are you the man of the hour right now? He said, yeah. Well, then you make sure you put down what I tell you to put down. See, he told Habakkuk chapter 2, verse 1. And we'll read a little bit till we get our point. Let's see what it was told to Habakkuk the seer. Chapter 2, we'll pick up the verse 1. Let's read a little bit. Until we get our point there, Brother Yahweh Israel.
Book of Habakkuk 2, verse number 1. Book of Habakkuk 2, verse 1 reads, I will stand upon my watch and set me upon the tower. And I will watch to see what he will say unto me and what I shall answer when I am reproved.
Hold that point. Read that, the line right across the top, that first line, that brother Yahweh Israel, what did it say again?
We're going back up to verse 1. I will stand upon my watch.
I will stand upon my watch. You see what Rebecca say he say he going to do? I'm going to stand on my watch. Precept that back to 3:17-21 and find out what he's talking about in Ezekiel. He said, I'm going to stand on my watch. Huh? You see what he's saying? Let's precept that and see what he's talking about in 3:17-21. What did it say of Ezekiel? And I'll be in Isaiah 60 or some waiting on you when you come up out of that one. Come on.
The book of Ezekiel chapter 3, verse number 17-21 reads. Book of Ezekiel 3, verse 17. Son of man, I have made you a watchman unto the family of Israel. Therefore hear the word at my mouth and give them warning from me. Verse 18. When I say unto the wicked, you shall surely die. You giveth them not warning, nor speaketh to warn the wicked from their wicked ways, to save their life. The same wicked man or woman shall die in their sin, but their blood will I require at your hand. Verse number 19. If you warn the wicked, and they turn not from their wickedness, nor from their wicked ways, they shall die in their sin. So you have delivered your soul. Verse 20. Again, when a righteous man or woman doth turn from their righteousness, commit sin, and I lay a stumbling block before them, he or she shall die, because I have not given them warning. They shall die in their sin, and in their righteousness which they have done shall not be remembered. But their blood will I require at your hand. Verse 21. Nevertheless, if you warn the righteous man or woman, that the righteous sin not, and they do not sin, they shall surely live, because they are warned. Also, you have delivered yourself.
You see a man saying, Sister Northern Camp, we got to warn them. We got to warn them what is said in Deuteronomy. You know, I mean, you can watch all of what's going on. You got to warn them when you know this. I'm coming back to Isaiah 62, verse 5. Come back there in a minute. But you got to warn them what? What you got to warn them, and who got to do the warning in 27, verse 1, 8, and 17? 1, 8, and 17. Who got to do the what? 1, 8, and 17. What does it say, Brother Yahweh Israel? Deuteronomy chapter 27, verse 1, 8, and 17.
Look at Deuteronomy. Chapter 27, verse number 1, 8, and verse number 17 reads. Book of Deuteronomy, chapter 27, verse number 1. And Moses with the elders of Israel commanded the people, saying, keep all the Torah instructions which I command you this day. Verse number 8, and thou shalt write upon the stones all the words of this Torah instruction very plainly. Verse 17. Cursed be he or she that removeth their neighbor's landmark. And all the people shall say, hallelujah.
Yeah. So regardless what you're looking at around the known world and everything is in it, if you find out that somebody have moved a landmark of the ancient landmark that belongs to what was told to you, and somebody moved that landmark, see right here. You got to be clear what they up under. They up under a curse, Israel. See, you have to be able to show them that if you will move the ancient landmarks, the wisest man in the world got a little shot in on that, Brother Yahweh Israel. The wisest man in the world got him a shot on that. So all these things that make you happy, somebody got to be able to go in the Bible and make a calling from the Bible. If you are moved, anybody's landmark, you got to tell them, according to the first five books of Moses, you are under a curse. 22:28. Wise man in the world cast in on it. What did he say in 22:8? Or Proverbs.
The book of Proverbs, chapter 22, verse number 8 reads. Book of Proverbs 22, verse number 8. He that soweth sin, iniquity, shall reap vanity, and the rod of his anger shall fail.
Mm-hmm. That's pretty good, that brother Yahdai Israel, but I need a little bit more. So let me get a little book, because I'm running back real good now, because I'm about to lay the foundation real carefully, and then we'll do some great cooking. If you move a man's landmark, if you move people from one place to the next, then you teach them otherwise contrary to this book. You have moved a mind landmark. So now look at it again real carefully in Proverbs 22, verse 28. Look at it real carefully. Proverbs 22:28, real carefully. Brother Yahdai Israel, bring the whole run. Come on.
Book of Proverbs 22, verse 28 reads, remove not the ancient landmark which your prophets have set.
Don't do it. Now let's go back and find out what fathers you're talking about in the book of Jubilees. Let's find out what you're talking about there, Brother Yahdai Israel. Let's read about you. Do not leave, or you do not move the ancient landmarks of your fathers, do you upon a curse. So wherever you see everybody at, whatever you see, you have to make sure you got your record book. And you find out through your record book what's going on. Don't look at the who's and the ahs and all that great, I love this and I love that. Look at the Bible. In the book of Jubilees, make your call in the call and your election sure by reading the Bible. We're going to find out the ancient landmarks and what is the deal on the ancient landmark. Because if you are moved or you set up camp in somebody else's land, you're up on a curse, according to what Deuteronomy says. But they didn't get that then when you read it over there in 27th chapter. They didn't get that. That wasn't new to them. That verse was poor. Poor savory. Do you know verses is poor? It's poor from the 10th chapter, next to the 9th chapter. The 9th chapter, verse 14 and 15. When Moses was told that, that wasn't the first time that was told, savory. That was poor scriptures. From the 9th chapter of the book of Jubilees, chapter 14 and verse 15. Listen to Brother Yahdai bring the knockout blow come out.
The book of Jubilee, chapter 9, verse number 14 and verse 15 reads. Book of Jubilee 9, verse 14. And thus the sons of Noah divided unto their sons in the presence of Noah their father. And he bound them all by an oath, imprecating a curse on everyone that sought to seize the portion which had not fallen to them by their lot. Verse 15. They all said, so be it, so be it, for themselves and their sons forever, throughout their generations, to the day of judgment on which Yahweh shall judge them with a sword and with fire, for all the unclean wickedness of their error, wherewith they have filled the earth with sin, transgression, uncleanness, fornication, and sin.
And the curse that we are under, according to what Yahweh said, the world is upon this curse that's written over in 22:29. The world is upon this curse. Six anointed camps. The whole world is upon this curse. And in the book of Matthew 22:29, the whole world is upon this curse. What is the curse that they are upon in 22:29?
The The book of Matthew 22, verse 29 reads, Therefore the Son answered and said unto them, You do err, not knowing the scriptures, nor the power of Yahweh.
We err because we do not know the scriptures and the power of the Almighty Yahweh. So in the book of Numbers there, Brother Yahweh Israel, we err because we do not know, and we plan our vacations around errors. We do everything wrong instead of making a decision according to the Bible. You don't know when Yahweh can drop a 7 verse 6 on you, St. John. You don't know. Huh? So why put yourself in that position? What he says in St. John 7 verse 6 anyway?
Look at St. John 7. Verse number 6 reads. Look at St. John 7. Verse number 6. Then Yahweh the Son said unto them, My time is not yet come, but your time is always ready.
It's always ready. Your time is always ready. So before you go to Numbers, we'll jump past Numbers and see what he says in Deuteronomy. He made a final statement in Deuteronomy chapter 2. And he said something in verse 4 and 5. We're not going to beat on it, but we're going to make it clear that we understand by watching the pages of the book. What did Yahweh say in verse 2? And skip down to verse 4 and 5. I want to make sure Yahweh is doing the talking, and that's the end of it. Deuteronomy chapter 2, verse 2, 4 and 5. What did he say?
Book of Deuteronomy chapter 2, verse number 2, verse number 4 and verse 5 read. Book of Deuteronomy chapter 2, verse number 2. And Yahweh spake unto me, say, verse number 4, and command out the people, saying, You are to pass through the coat of your brothers, the family of Esau, his five sons, which dwell in Seir. They shall be afraid of you. Take you good heed unto yourself, therefore. Verse number 5. Meddle not with them, for I will not give you of their land, though not so much as a foot breadth, because I have given Mount Seir unto Esau for a possession.
I gave Mount Esau, Seir, S-E-I-R, I gave him that land, that his possession, don't meddle in it because it belongs to him. He said, I gave him that land. That land right there belongs to Esau and his five sons. You go on the map and see exactly what a white man and a white woman are supposed to be at. If the white woman and the white man is not where they're supposed to be at, they are you upon a curse. So whatever come out your mouth is a curse. Because he gave everybody what he wanted them to have. Now, you set your vacations all around and you never know when your time is in 7 verse 6. So don't mess around and play music or chairs because you got a couple dollars in your pocket. You might get stranded in a land that's not yours and Yahweh lay the boom on you. He precepted that to 24 verse 4 of Hosea. He told Hosea the same thing in 24 verse 4. See, once in the Bible, when Yahweh said something more than one time, and we really said three times, but we're not going to get off into that very serious business. In the 24th chapter, verse 4, what it say in the book of Hosea? What it say there, Brother Yahweh Israel?
The book of Hosea, polluted word Joshua. Chapter 24, verse number 4 reads, Book of Hosea, chapter 24, verse number 4, and gave unto Isaac, Jacob, and Esau. They gave unto Esau, Mount Seir, to possess.
To do what?
To possess it.
That's what the Almighty gave to Esau and his five sons. Translated today as the white man and the white woman. So if the white man and the white woman is in any other land than what is dear to him, you up on a curse. And everybody tied to your hip is up on the curse. Glory to Yahweh. Let's make sure that's what it says. Let's read and make sure it says in Deuteronomy 27. Let's see. Is I'm just talking? Or if we read scripture. In the 27th chapter, he's talking to Moses. And we're going to see what he says. In the 27th chapter, we're going to precept that to 11 verse 3 of Jeremiah. What does it say in 27th chapter? Verse 17.
The book of Deuteronomy 27, verse 17. Cursed be he or she that removeth their neighbor's landmark, and all the people shall say, hallelujah.
You hear that? So there's what they'll say, right? Six and on the cap, you see that? So now, before you get to woo and hollering about everything going on, make sure you understand one thing. Whatever going on is temporarily. If you're not in a land that is dear to you, you're upon a curse. Then Yahweh told Jeremiah, you see, you understand what's written in Jeremiah? He said, yeah, I was raised in the womb, I understand it. Well, then you put down 11 verse 3 so the world can read it then. What is saying 11 verse 3 of the book of Jeremiah?
Look at Jeremiah 11, verse number 3. And say thou unto them, thus saith Yahweh of Israel, cursed be the man that obeyeth not the words of this covenant.
And cursed be the woman too. And be both. If you do not obey what the covenant is saying, you up under a curse. There it is right there. If you don't obey, you up under a curse. Now, look what it says over here in Psalm 78. And we won't know what else pulled from. We're going to Psalm 78 there, Brother Yahdai Israel. We're going to Psalm 78. And we're going to see something. He said, if you don't obey what Yahweh says, you're up on a curse. Now, we want to find out some statements that Yahweh has said. He made some statements in the 60th chapter also of Psalms. He said, if you don't obey what Yahweh says, you're up on a curse. All right, now let me say. What did he say that we can read in the 60th chapter, verse number 7?
The book of Psalm 60, verse number 7 reads, Gilead is mine, Manasseh is mine, Ephraim also is the strength of my head, Yahdai Judah is my Torah instruction giver.
Yeah. Yahdai Judah is my first five books, every verse in the Bible, day to one talks now. Who talks now was prophesying, telling David, who do all the talking when it comes down to the Bible. You read it right here. 12 tribes. The reason you in trouble today, because this is what you have ignored. Who will be talking and doing the organizing is verse number 60, verse 8. Let's go to 78. We're going to 78 and get a precept in 78. So here what we got to always recognize when we start making our move to the Bible words and everything else. But moving around, we got to make sure we're clear that we understand and you ask them, read 78, 68. You shall read 78, 16 first before we get going on. Let's read this first. What it say in 78, 68?
The book of Psalms, 78, verse 68 reads, But chose the tribe of Yahdai Judah. Yahdai Judah, which he loved.
Chose the tribe of Yahdai Judah. I need a little bit more out of that, Brother Yahdai Israel. Let me back up because I need me a little bit more out of that. See, We one thing we do know, there's a little bit more out of that. We know there's a little bit more out of that, Brother Yahdai Israel. We're going to see if we find a little bit more out of that. I need a little bit more. Lord, I get a little bit more at. I don't see it. But I know there's a little bit more somewhere. And I ain't seen it, Brother Yahdai Israel. Can you hear me? There's a little bit more to that, Brother Yahdai Israel. So I need a little bit more to that verse. Back up to 7-6 verse 1. Hear a little from me a little bit more. I need a little bit more. What it says in 7-6 verse 1.
The book of Psalms, 7-6, 1 and 2.
What is that?
The book of Psalms 76, verse 1. Verse number 2 reads. Psalms 76, verse 1. And you have got Judah Jaquan known. His name is great in Israel. Verse 2. And Salim also is temple and his dwelling place in Yahdai Judah.
Now, remember the Spirit is telling them that. But see, we can take this lesson and turn a whole nother around. What did he say he was at? What did he say, Yahweh? What did he say? I'm just going to wet your beak a little bit. What do you say his temple's at? What do you say his temple at, Brother Yahdai Israel?
And Salim also is his temple. And his dwelling place in Yahdai Judah.
So you see that man just called a place. He called a place by that and bag up and found out if that place was there. Now, remember that same name. Now, I'm going to tell you something, Steve, right? But we're not even going there. We're not going to go there. We're just going to make your brain think about something. He told you where his temple was at in Salim. And when we read the 24th chapter of the book, Genesis. When we're looking at something in the, 18th chapter? In the 18th chapter, we think that probably Yahshua Israel. Now, you just heard what the man just said. And that was the most final statement. And we don't watch the world stomach this thing. But like I said, again, we all can teach so much. That's why we're trying our best. By the will of Yahweh to get the six anointed camp on their feet, to be able to see spiritually through his Bible, the cold words in his Bible, and stop using the cliches that you're hearing, then Yahweh is going to intervene. He's going to intervene, see, right here, when you can decode the Bible. Now, I need me a book of the 14th chapter. Yeah, that's my sleep. I need a book that's 14th chapter now. So the Yahdai Israel, I'm not going to touch on it. I'm just going to wet your beak on something. Try the 14th chapter of the same book. In the 14th chapter, book of says in verse 18. Let's read what he says. Yeah, read what he says, 14:18. Let's read what he said there. Brother Yahdai Israel, because that's read what he said. Let's just see what we can get out of it. Now, I'm not going to even touch on this. But we're going to throw this on the table, coming out of what you just got through reading in Psalms. Because, see, David wasn't told to just put that there. David is telling you about something that's way back here in 14:18. What did he say?
The book of Genesis 14, verse 18. And Melchizedek, king of Salem, brought forth bread and wine, and he was the priest of the Most High Yahweh.
Wait a minute. Now Melchizedek, he's the king of who?
Salem.
Wait a minute. Then what did Proverbs tell you not to do in 30, verse 5 and 6? Proverbs tell you not to do in 30 verse 5 and 6. What did it tell you not to do, Brother Yahdai Israel?
Book of Proverbs 30, verse number 5, verse number 6 reads. Proverbs chapter 30, verse number 5. Every word of Yahweh is pure. He is a shield unto them that put their trust in him. Verse number 6. and united to his words, if he reprove you, and you be found a liar.
Should we say anything? Did we say anything anymore? Now, we just read that Melchizedek, which is really Yahweh the Son, he's the king of Salem, right? He's the king of that sea, right? And then he told Solomon, the wisest man in the world, tell them in advance and not to his words. If you add to his words, you're going to be found a liar. Now, where are you going to be found a liar? You're already a liar in heaven. But those of the six anointed camps going to say, well, we know one thing. You ain't it. We know you ain't it according to this Bible. We clear that you ain't it. See, that's why you got to know how to read your Bible and decode your Bible. We know one thing. You ain't it. Now, we just read a statement. You do not add nothing. You do not add nothing. Now, watch this. Read the way you see it, Brother Yahdaya. Now, you just tell me, six anointed camps. I know Jamaica is packed to the max. We're going to get there, but we got to get there when we get there. We're going to take care of all that. But he's telling you something what not to do. But first of all, you got to understand what that means not to do. You don't add to his word. Then once you understand you can't do that, and you find you did that, then you make a check. Just now, watch this. Let's go to Matthew chapter 5. And we'll pick it up at verse number 33. And we'll read down for a minute. We'll read down. Now, wait a minute. Before you do that, before you read down to verse 35, come back again, read that verse again. Read that verse again, 14, verse 18. Read that one time, Brother Yahweh. 14, 18 of Genesis. Read that to keep everybody abreast. You know, 14, 18 again.
Book of Genesis 14, verse 18. Melchizedek, king of Salem, brought forth bread and wine, and he was a priest of the Most High Yahweh.
Melchizedek brought forth bread and wine. You see that? Melchizedek brought forth bread and wine. So, you see what he said? Melchizedek did it. Hold that point down, Brother Yahdaya. He's right around the book of Luke for a minute. Let's go to Luke. See, six and nine accounts. You have to watch everything on the page of the book. And then once you find out the page of the book, bear witness, like Pilate said, and Yahweh's son, he said, bear witness to the truth. And he asked him, what is truth? This book. This book is truth. In the 22nd chapter there, Brother Yahdaya Israel, let's pick up at the 22nd chapter. And we'll pick up at verse 17 and 18. Let's see what it says in Luke 22, verse 17, down to verse 19. Let's see what it says from 17 down to verse 19. Now keep hold what you got in your head that you read in 14, verse 18. Take great notes. Because it's going to come up. And you don't be ready because it's numbers. You got to be ready because you can deal with the Bible. And the book of, what are we reading, brother? Y'all got what we're reading again?
Book of Luke 22, verse 17 to 19. Book of Luke 22, verse 17. He took a cup and gave and said, take this and divide it among yourselves. Verse 18. For I say unto you, I will not drink of the fruit of the vine, till the kingdom of Yahweh shall come. verse 19. And he took bread and gave thanks, and break it, and gave it unto them, saying, this is my body which is given for you. This do in remembrance of me.
So who was that, who was that back there that came to Siloam? Well, like Brother Yacht, we just go with Brother Yacht God word right there. Celine, who was that? When he came and gave Abraham bread and wine. Is that bread and wine, Melchizedek, when you precept your Bible, that sit down with the 12 followers, what tools did he pick up when he presented himself before them? The bread and the wine, see, right? So this Melchizedek is this guy of the bread and the wine. Now we're going to get up. We're going to Matthew. Yeah, Brother Yahdai Israel, I need to give me a second with it. Because one thing about him, he don't change how he operates. He'll tell you 13 verse 8. He's the same today, yesterday, and forever. He tell you Malachi 3:6, Hebrews 13, but he is. So he's not going to change his program, how he operates. If he was a bread and wine guy back there in Genesis, he's going to be the same bread and wine guy on the left, on the right side of the book. Now I want to pull out something over here in the 26th chapter, Matthew. Israel. I want to see what it says over here in the 26th chapter, verse 26. And we'll read down to verse 29. And tell me, and if you got in the mind what's going on in 14 verse 18. All I want to know is just one of the same. Let's see what he says in the 26th chapter. Verse number 26 to 29. What does it say?
Book of Matthew 26. Verse 26 to 29 read. Book of Matthew 26, verse 26. Now they were eating. Therefore the Son took bread and blessed it, and break it, and gave it to the disciples, and said, take, eat, this is my body. Verse 27. Took the cup, and gave thanks and gave it to them, saying, drink you all of it. Verse 28, for this is my blood of the New Testament, which is shed for many for the remission of sins.
29.
Verse 29, but I say unto you, that when I drink henceforth of this fruit of the vine, until that day when I drink it new with you in my Father's kingdom.
That's a big talk of death. So, who is this king that now you see the word Melchizedek is polluted for this king? So that Melchizedek or Melchizedek is a polluted word for Yahweh the Son, because what he picked up when he met Abraham was the bread and the wine. Then when he got caught up with his disciples, the followers, he brought the same tools, but he said he was the king. And he came to Selene. Selene, see, right? Proverbs 30, verse 5 and 6, you don't add nothing to Selene. But you did it. But Proverbs told you don't do it. Huh? And you know the only one going to add to it is the one in 50. Verse 16 and 17. So this is why you got to be very clear about who you're supposed to be listening to. What you don't listen to, and write that verse down, my brother Yahdai Israel, but what you don't listen to is this in 1 Timothy. You don't listen to this. You don't listen to a 3:16. and 17. Because if you listen to a 3, 16, and 17, look what it's saying. He don't already told you who do the talking, who's prophesied, and who do talking then, and who do talking now. If you understand that, then when you see a 3, 6, and 7, you look at your degrees on the wall and say, well, every degree I got came from a 3, 6, and 7. Every degree I got on the wall, it came from a 3, 6, and 7. All these degrees I got, I bragged about me going straight through college and all that. Every degree you got, when we look at 3, 6, and 7, what does it say?
The book of 1 Timothy 3, verse number 6, verse 7 read. Book of 1 Timothy 3, verse 6. Not a knight, not a novice, least being lifted up with pride, he fall into the condemnation of the devil. Verse 7. Well, we must have a good report of them, which are without. He see, fall into reproach and the snare of the devil.
You see that thing right here? So when you don't understand the degree you're supposed to have is from the Torah keepers and givers. And the only one that you look all over the known world today is the one that used the one name, YHWH, and precept, the YHWH. Now, what other ministry on the face of the planet that you can read that used the Bible name, YHWH, and precept to give you the answer according to Scripture? What is their name? What is their name besides the six anointed camps of voices of the true Israelites? What's your name? What name that you know that follow the direction of the Bible? It made it plain to you in 4 verse 6 of Deuteronomy. It made it plain to you. And what it say in 4 verse 6 of Deuteronomy?
Book of Deuteronomy chapter 4, verse number 6 reads. Book of Deuteronomy 4, verse number 6. Book of Deuteronomy chapter 4, verse 6. Keep them for and do them, for this is your wisdom, your understanding in the sight of the nations. We shall hear all these statutes and say, surely, this great nation was a wise and understanding people.
You see that? So you see that thing right here? You got to do this. And what you got to do in 6 verse 4? What you got to do? What do you got to know? You got to do it in what you got to know in 6 verse 4.
Deuteronomy 6, verse number 4. Hear, O Israel. Yahweh, Yahweh is one. Yahweh.
Hear, O Israel. Yahweh is one. Yahweh. Hear, O Israel. Because the one Yahweh is a precept in 116 verse 13. The hero Israel carries a great big position over it in 116 13. A great big position. What it carries in 116:13 that we can read.
The book of Psalms 116, verse 13. I will take the cup of salvation and call upon the name of Yahweh.
Because the name, four letters, it runs back to 9:16. He told Moses, come here, Moses. You was a Torah giver of the first 5 books, but you make sure you make sure this be read. 9:16. So the name have to be one name. All 12 camps, it got to be one name, You got to have one leader. Huh? One. The one that Yahweh prescribes in the Bible. Because we're going to show you, once you got it the way he tell you to get it, he don't intervene. That's why I said we got to first clean up before we get to cooking. We got to first establish some things before we get to cooking. Then we going to cook some. Then we're going to eat them up and drink them up on the third day of the feast that's written on the table. We'll eat them up and we're going to drink them up. But what did it say again, our brother Yahdai, is what you're reading?
Exodus 9:16.
Yes, sir.
Exodus 9.
Yes, sir.
Verse number 16 reads, and in very deed for this cause I raise you up, for the showing you my power, that my name may be declared throughout all the earth.
The power is in the name. The power is in the name of the four letters. The power is in the name of the four letters. The power in the name of the four letters. We the most praying peoples in the world. But he's telling you in Isaiah 59:1-2, he's telling you the power is in the name of YHWH, the power in the name. He made it plain on whatever I just said. I got away from you, but I hope you got it there, brother Yahdai. Is it what I just got to say?
I didn't catch that, see ya.
There's something that brother Yahdai is, really. The power in the name. Back up, I did say something. Come back and read the verse again, because I'm on something. And I'm kind of clean it up real good and then go ahead and start picking it, cooking. We got to lay the foundation. Come back and read that again back there again in 9:16 again, Exodus.
The book of Exodus 9, verse 16 reads, in very deed for this cause have I raised you up, for to show you my power, that my name may be declared throughout all the earth.
It didn't come back to me about Yahdai. It didn't bring it back to me. It must be not for this time then. Because we know one thing, you're going to catch that part and see exactly what I did say. But we said something. It don't defall me now. It's gone. Whatever I'm saying now, it's behind now. It was a good one, but it's gone now. We'll find out a bit later. Now, okay, we understand that the name, you got to have the name. If you ain't got the name, listen, you got to have a name. Yahweh is not going to intervene. He told Moses, I want my name throughout all earth. Now, everybody's teaching, but nobody's using his name. But the Sixth Anointing Council, Boys of the True Israelites. And he made plain when you use the name, you got to make sure you use the name with the 28:10 of Isaiah. So then, we got to lay all this in. And when you use the name, you got to use the name with the 28:10 of Isaiah when you use the name. What does it say?
Book of Isaiah 28:10 reads. Book of Isaiah 28:10. Isaiah 28:10. For precept must be upon precept. Precept upon precept, line upon line. Line upon line. Here a little and there a little.
Here a little bit and there a little bit. You just don't jump down the Bible, just throw a read. No, Yahweh will stop you while you read and tell your precept in there. Anybody can just read. No, you got to stop and get the precept out of that, and you got to paint the picture. You got to stop and paint the picture. Now, what we're going to find out now, you don't add to his word. Now, do you be found a liar? And now we found out that the male Chesedek is Yahweh the Son. The bread and wine man is Yahweh the Son. Because he said that male Chesedek, he's the king. who is the eyewitness if the king there in 149 of St. John? Who is the eyewitness of being the king? Who is the king there, Brother Yahshua Israel? Eyewitness going to tell you who the king is. So remember, Abraham met Melchizedek, the king of Salem. That was the king of. Abraham met him. What about the 8th chapter real quick there, Brother Yahshua Israel? Now, what we said there, hold that point just a minute. What's the 8th chapter of St. John? Abraham met him. And what did he say in verse number 8:58?
Book of St. John, chapter 8, verse number 58 reads, Yahweh the Son said unto them, truly, truly, verily, verily I say unto you, before Abraham was, I am.
Before Abraham was, I am. So before Abraham was, I am. Who are you telling that to in verse 57? Who are you telling that to, that Brother Yahshua Israel? Who are you telling that to before Abraham was, I am?
Verse number 57. Then said Yahshua Judah unto him, you are not yet 50 years old. Have you seen Abraham?
Now what did he say behind that, Brother Yahshua Israel? Now what did he just say? What answer did he give him?
Before Abraham was, I am.
What did he say? Say it again.
The book of St. John 8:58. Yahweh the Son said unto them, truly, truly, I say unto you, before Abraham was, I am.
So, in the 5th chapter, verse 37-38 says what of St. John. See, now see, sooner or later, the world going to have to come clean. In the 5th chapter, verse 37-38 says what of St. John.
St. John chapter 5, verse 37, verse 38 reads, Book of St. John 5, verse 37, verse 38. St. John 5, verse 37, and the Father himself, which has sent me, and borne witness of me, you have neither heard his voice at any time, nor seen his shape. Verse 38, you have not his word abiding in you, for whom he hath sent, him you believe not.
Yeah. What it says in 149 now, St. John? What did the eyewitness say? You believe an eyewitness? Go to court and let an eyewitness, if dare to be against you, and see what your chances is. What did the eyewitness say in 149 of St. John?
The book of St. John 1, verse 49 reads, Nathanael answered and said unto him, Master, Rabbi, you are the Son of Yahweh. You are the King of Israel.
Wait a minute. If that's the case, and you can't add to his word, then in 14 verse 18, so who is this right here then? Brother Yahshua Israel? Brother Yahshua, Brother Yahshua Israel, help me out. Let's reason together. So when we read 14, 18, can we reason together, Brother Yahshua Israel? For the mass noise, can we just reason together? Can you all? Let's reason together in 14, 18.
The book of Genesis 14, verse 18. And Melchizedek, saluted for Yahweh the Son, the King of Salem, peace, brought forth bread and wine.
Excellent. Excellent. This is not a cap. Did you hear that? to put the 262 on it. Go ahead and read EZRA 262. See, listen, see, right? Because you got brothers out here talking about they this and they that. What is, that's polluted, brother. Brother, that's polluted. The words you just got, long words you just got to read, is polluted. But Yahweh is up. And how we know it's polluted? It tells right here in EZRA 262. That's a polluted word, brother. 262.
The book of Ezra, EZRA, chapter 2, verse 62. These out there registered among that, among those that were reckoned by genealogy, but they found, they were not found. Therefore were they as polluted, put forth from the priesthood.
Is that right? So Melchizedek is a polluted word for Yahweh the Son. But because he's made it plain in St. John 5:3. See, remember, some good is coming, but we got to first do some cleaning work first. Then we're going to cook. We're going to cook good. But we got to get here to get you going, because when I talk to those all over the known world, everybody got a different name for the man that's in the Bible. So I said, first of all, let me get something going on, and some dust says Yahweh, and we got to come to a agreement that as you say you believe the Bible, then let's believe the Bible first. But see, but some cooking got to be done in the Bible. Now, once the cooking is done in the Bible, I mean, the cleaning first, then some great cooking going to come. We're going to be able to take care of all of that after the great cleaning comes first. We have to understand the Bible supports one name, and the one name gets you salvation, the four letters, YHWH. And he made it plain in 42 verse 8 about the one name. What did he say in Isaiah 42 verse 8?
Book of Isaiah 42 verse number 8 reads, Book of Isaiah 42 verse number 8. I am Yahweh, that is my name, and my greatness will I not give to another, neither my praise to graven images.
You hear the man saying? So if you're not using the one name, you got to use the one name. And see, everybody we talk to all around the known world got another name. But he told you what that's going to cost you in 65:15. When you use another name than the Bible name, what it's going to cost you to be over your head. What does it say? 58. What I want? 15? Whatever. You got it. What's that, Brother Yahweh Israel?
The book of Isaiah, chapter 65, verse number 15, read, you shall leave your name for a curse unto my choke. For Yahweh shall slay you and call his servants by another name.
What do you mean by you leave your name for a curse by his chosen? Now, you got to understand something, Steve, right? The one that's chosen. You said the one that's chosen is going to leave their name for a curse. The one that's chosen ain't going to do that. Who is chosen that we can read? Amos 3, 1 and 2. So who is chosen that we can read, see, right? Listen, you six anointed camp. You got to paint the picture. This is a big job ahead of us. But we can't get at nobody because we want Yahweh to be intervening. He'll intervene if you ain't got the story right and you can't prove to take at his man's business. If you all over the place, you can't pick out nothing. What's going on? You see, you got to agree. You ain't get a degree from Boys of the Two Israelites. You don't tell me about the other degrees when it comes down to his word. You got to recognize a word and pronounce sentences on it by having the scriptures to back it up. We'll be going to show you in just a minute after we read that. What do you say?
Book of Amos chapter 3, verse number 1 and 2 reads, book of Amos 3, verse number 1. This word that Yahweh has spoken against you, O family of Israel, against the whole family which I brought up from the land of Egypt, saying, you only, verse 2, you only have I known of all the families of the earth, therefore I will punish you for all your sins.
Right. He said, now, you Israel, you're the only family I know, right, out of all the families of earth. You Israel. Now, Israel, this is a 49:28. But you Israel, you're the only one I know, but when I go to Genesis 49:28, it tells what?
The book of Genesis 49, verse 28 reads, book of Genesis 49, verse 28, all these are the 12 tribes of Israel. And this is it, that their father spake unto them and blessed them, every one, according to their blessing.
Mm-hmm. Now, 12 tribes of Israel, it's up on the blessings. Okay, now, everybody understand that, right? But then when we read the sixth chapter, then we get the stumbling and bumbling. We read 60, verse 7. Now here comes the game changer. So we drop on you 60, verse 7, then here comes the moaning, the murmuring, and complaining. You clear about that part, right? But the part about 60, verse 7, now you stumbling all around. What does it say?
The book of Isaiah?
Oh, Psalms. In the book of Psalms. Psalms. Yes, sir.
Book of Psalms 60, verse 7. Gilead is mine. Manasseh is mine. Ephraim also is my strength. Ephraim also is the strength of my head. Yahdah Judah is my sure instruction giver.
You see that? Now there go right there. See, now this will be falling off right there when we 12 tribes of Israel, yeah, but Yahweh got an order about that. The one that leads the way in all 12 tribes is Yahdah Judah. That's it. And the reason why Yahdah Judah had his a great eye on a specific person, because he knew, it's like if you come from a family, you know that all the families always care to the younger one. See, the younger ones in the family, they always care to the younger one in the family. If you got a family, you don't big family, always the little younger one, because you got to be the one that the parents tell you, watch the little younger ones, see? So the 12 tribes of Israel always have to cater to the younger ones, and Judah understood that because the wisdom of Judah kicked in. You know, he had to make a decision about that, but Judah had to make a decision. And we might get to that, because we're doing some great cleaning up right now. But Judah had to make a decision. Sometimes you have to make a decision, see, right? But make sure you make the decision according to the Bible. Judah had to make a decision, and we'll get back with Judah got to make a decision. He had to make a decision, maybe in his lesson. I don't know. We might, because we got to read the decision that Judah had to make. He had to make a decision, see, right? Yes, he did. He had to make a big decision, and we'll read that a little bit later. But now, are we hot on the trail? Or don't add to his word. Now let's go back. Let's go back and deal with that, brother. We gotta do some great cleaning first. Third day of the feast, before we eat them up and drink them up, we got to first do some teaching first. Now, you heard what the man on say. Now you got your witnesses showing you that. We'll read it one more time. What is on doing 1814? Read one more time, bro. Yeah, I guess right. One more time.
The book of Genesis.
Yes, sir. What do you do in 18:14? Well, 14:18.
Genesis.
14:18. What do you do in 14:18? One more time.
Look at Genesis 14, verse 18. And Melchizedek, polluted for Yahweh the Son, King of Salem, King of Peace, brought forth bread and wine. And he was a priest mm-hmm. of the Most High Yahweh.
Now he was a priest of the Most High. So he's a priest of the Most High. He's a priest of he all that thing, right? He's the priest, he's the king of this of the you know, and he on the right hand of his father. We're not going there. We're going to show you now in the Bible. Now, we're gonna go to the fifth chapter. We're going to the fifth chapter with all that information we're gonna give you so far. Now we're going to the fifth chapter, and now we're gonna read verse 33 and 35. Let's see what it say there, Brother Yahdai Israel. Now, Brother Yahdai gonna read it. See, right, six and on the count. You got the foundation on the left hand side, right? You got your two witnesses, right? Proverbs 30, verse 5 and 6 says, don't do it, right? Let's see what happened in 5, 33 and 35.
The book of St. John?
Yeah, make it Matthew. Matthew 5. Remember who was holding that, Brother Yahdai Israel? We was holding 5. But we had to go away from 5, but we coming back to 5. Now we come back to 5 now, Brother Yahdai Israel. Now we're going to take a look at 33, 34, and 35. With that understanding, well, hold on. Let me warm the pot up one more time. I got to warm the pot up one more time. I got a warm the pot. Let's go to Isaiah. He said, yes, dear. He said, warm the pot up one more time. Okay. We are warm the pot up one more time. Let's see if we warm the pot up one more time there, Brother Yahdai Israel. In Isaiah, 55? I'm trying to warm the pot up one more time. Get the pot all warmed up. But, I'm struggling there, Brother Yahdai Israel, but I'm struggling. And I'm going to warm the pot the one more time. Then when we get there, we you know, he said something to Isaiah to get you warmed up in Isaiah, but I'm struggling in Isaiah 66, verse 1. I'm kind of struggling, Brother Yahdai Israel. This is what he said in 66, verse 1.
Book of Isaiah 66, verse number 1 reads, Isaiah 66, verse 1, thus saith Yahweh, the heaven is my throne, the earth is my footstool. Where is the house that you build unto me, and where is the place of my rest?
You ain't told Isaiah. Now, you already told him, didn't you? And 5:43 of St. John, what does he say? What does he say? He said,
the book of
Dust, the four letter name, Yahweh. The heaven is my throne, and the earth is my footstool. That's what he say. That's what Yahweh said. What he said in 5:43, you look at, he said something there, what he said there.
The book of St. John 5, verse 43 reads, I am come in my Father's name, and you receive me not. If another should come in his own name, him you will receive.
He said he come in his Father's name. That's the name he came in, see, right? The Father's name is not Melchizedek. That's polluted. Okay, good. That's polluted. He's a king. And this king, not only is king, he's the king and of the Most High. So he carries both of them, the king and he's the priest. It ain't no third, nobody. It's the Father and the Son. Huh? But he said he come in his Father's name. Proverbs 30, verse 5 and 6, says, don't add nothing, don't take none away. Don't do it. He said, you're always in a tight. He told you who take the lead to have after. Y'all God give it. Read me 33, verse 7 of Deuteronomy just to make sure.
The book of Deuteronomy 33, verse number 7 reads. Deuteronomy 33, verse 7. This is the blessing of Yah God Judah. And he said, hear Yahweh, the voice of Yah God Judah. Bring him unto his people. Let his hand be sufficient for him. And be thou a help to him from his enemy.
So you see, so whenever you're in a tight with other 11 tribes, the first thing you're supposed to do, you don't worry about trying to get in contact with Doc Cook. You get in contact with the Bible, tell you who to get in contact with. If you go off into any kind of decision, you got any planning of doing anything, you want Yahweh to intervene, then you follow what the Bible tells you to do. Judah leads. Judah leads, see, right? If we just can pound it in your head, Judah leads. If a decision got to be made, you have to get in contact with Judah because Judah is the lead tribe. And that's all through this book. It's 12 tribes of Israel, but who leads on every decision to be made for Yahweh to intervene. So we about the most praying peoples in the world. Now, that's the verse I remember. That's it. Now I just came back to him again. Right then, Brother Yahweh Israel. That was 59, 1 and 2 of Isaiah. That's the one. That's what it were. 59, 1 and 2. Because we the most prayed people in the world. And then we dropped the 59, 1 and 2 and went on away. And then we came back to it. That's what had to follow me. 59, 1 and 2. What did it say that, Brother Yahweh Israel, Isaiah?
Isaiah 59, verse number 1, verse number 2 reads. Isaiah 59, verse number 1. Behold, Yahweh's hand is not short that it cannot save. It is ear heavy that it cannot hear. Verse 2. For your sins are separated between you and your Yahweh. And your sins have hid his face from you that he will not hear.
Mm-hmm. See? The reason he will not hear you, because this is an order, Yahweh. Once you in order, you recognize the signs of the time. You in order. See, once you in order, you understand if you in a tight, you must get in contact with the lead tribe. And the lead tribe will show you what Yahweh is saying. He'll let you know it's one name. And he'll show you your position according to the Bible. Then once you understand that, then Yahweh will send you help. Then we got to read that. So we got to read that too. See, I already know this is going to be a long series right here. You know, we got to read that too. Because we got to clean up first. So we're going to Judges chapter 3 and do a little cleaning up there, Brother Yahweh. We're going to Judges. See, you want to know how to get out of what you're in? Then you have to look for those that have the scripture to show you. They ain't going to tell you anything. They're just going to show you. Let's see what it says over here in the third chapter. He says what? In verse number 7. Judges 3, verse 7.
The book of Judges, chapter 3, verse number 7 reads. Book of Judges 3, verse 7. The family of Israel did evil in the sight of Yahweh. If we got Yahweh there, Yahweh, and served Baalim and the groves.
You see that? You see what you did? You see what you did? Verse 15. No, verse 9. Just give me 9 and 15. That we're not going to stay long because I need to touch most of it. Give me 9 and 15 and we're gone. Give me verse 9 and 15.
Look at Judges 3, verse number 9. When the family of Israel cried unto Yahweh, Yahweh raised up a deliverer to the family of Israel, who delivered them even Othniel, the son of Kenaz, Caleb's younger brother. Verse 15. When the family of Israel cried unto Yahweh, Yahweh raised him up a deliverer, Ehud, the son of Gerah, a Benjamite, a man, left-handed. By him the family of Israel sent a present unto Eglon, the king of Moab.
Mm-hmm. But what happened on EZRA 418?
The book of Ezra, chapter 4, verse number 18 reads. Book of Ezra, chapter 4. Verse number 18, Ezra 4, verse 18. The letter which you sent out to us have been plainly read before me.
Mm-hmm. And what the letter got in Acts? What's in the letter that we, what's in the letter there? What's in the letter? Brother Yahdai Israel in Acts chapter 9. What's 16. What's in the letter that we can read in the book of Acts chapter 16, verse number 9? What's in the letter? Give me the last two lines where it says come. What's in the letter? 16, verse 9, pick up where it says come.
Book of Acts 16, verse 9. Come over unto Macedonia and help us.
Okay. The letter has been read plain. But how can we help until you don't be understand that Yahweh is not going to hear you until we get in order? We got to get in order. And what we're so proud of that we're doing is polluting. So now, let's see what we're doing proudly. Brother Yahdai Israel, give me the origin and what do it mean, Taino. T-A-I-N-O. What does that mean? The Tainos. What does that mean we can read? Now we just do a little. How can we help you? How can we help you? Until you understand what's written. Tainos. What I mean? T-A-I-N-O. What that mean? Brother Yahdai Israel. You want to know what do T-A-I-N-O mean? What that mean? Do you know they got a dictionary called the Taino Dictionary too, see, right? Do you know that? So that's a great tool weapon to have. You know, when it's time to do something, that's a great investment to have the Taino Dictionary. But what the word Taino mean? What do you mean that brother Yahdai Israel?
Read from the Wikipedia Free Encyclopedia, and it reads, Taino were an indigenous people of the Caribbean.
What do you mean?
At the time of European contact in the late 15th century, they were the principal inhabitants of most of what is now Cuba, Hispaniola, Jamaica, Puerto Rico, and Barbados.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, good. Yeah, but what do you mean? I need a little bit more. Yeah, what is the name? Yeah, okay, we're good. Now, here's the name. So, the name you just got to read, all of them is called Tainos. But what do the word mean now, Brother Yahdai Israel? we won't know what do this word mean. Now, you read some big places. You read that the ones over in Jamaica, they Taínos. The ones over in what else place? Give me some more names. Barbados. And who else?
Jamaica, Cuba, Bahamas, Hispaniola, Puerto Rico.
No, it was all one piece called Taínos. So it was all called, but what did, but I need to know, what did the word Taíno mean?
Definition of the word Taíno. Mm-hmm. A member of an indigenous Araraki tribe of the Caribbean. Mm-hmm. Taíno once dominated the population of Cuba, Hispaniola, Puerto Rico, and Jamaica.
Yeah, good. I don't ask good. See, this is what I'm saying. See, they got a book. They got a definition. We call it a Taíno book. We got to have it. You know, I already got, writers on it and everything else. I've already seen it already, but I said, I like to be surprised of everything to you, but it ain't no surprise to me. When you look into the definition, some books might have it. Some books might have it in the regular. You keep looking around to the Wikipedia and tell what the word Taíno means. Matter of fact, try Wikipedia to see what it means, that brother. Y'all. Cause I don't want to bring it out. I don't want to bring it out. I just want to act like I'm surprised. Then I can tighten it up. The word Taíno. Okay, we see all the Caribbeans at one time, they was all called Taínos. But I need something to act like I'm happy. I mean, I'm going to be happy anyway. I want to just hear a word that it means that we can show you who the Taínos is after I hear the word. Can you help me out, brother? Y'all die Israel. I need a little bit more on Taíno. I need to hear something that the Bible support.
I'm looking at a definition of the word Taíno, and it reads, the word Taíno refers to the various Arawaki native people of the Caribbean islands who were contacted by the Spaniards in 1492, supposedly meaning good people.
Ain't that something? That's what I want. Good people. You see the man was saying? You was called the good people. That was the word tying to me. It's not a nationality. It means you the good people, see, right? When the world seen you, you was called Taíno, mean the good people. Huh? Now, what that mean by being a good people? Then you got to go back to your Bible. What that mean by you was called the good people? That was your Esau and the five sons. The 17 nations seen you. They called every last one of you the good people. Who is he talking about is the good people. See, right? Back up to Deuteronomy chapter 27, verse 19. That's what I was waiting to hear. So now, write that down, six anointed counts. When the world sees you, the definition of what they call you, the Taíno, it don't mean a nationality. It means the good people. That's what they call you, see, right? Every last one of you in the Caribbean was called the good people. That's what the word Taíno means. It's not a nationality, see, right? It was a description of what they called you. If you get a Taíno book along with the out of the Wikipedia, you see it means the good people. Now we can work from there. It could be. What you reading that, Brother Yachdai? Let's find out something in 27, verse 9 and 10. See, I get excited about the word of Yahweh because I know the calling is on the six anointed counts. But you've been taught by novels. You got everything out of order. You like you Taínos and don't even know what it means. It means the good people. That's what it means, the good people, the Taínos. And remember, when you're in trouble, he always sends you a deliverer, right? He's there, you're mad. Don't forget about that part. He always sends you a deliverer when you're in trouble. But you got to recognize when you're in trouble. because you recognize you're in trouble when he sends it, when he sends somebody good to you from the good peoples. You got to know what the word good means. What you reading there, Brother Yahdai Israel, 27, verse 9 and 10. Help me out there, Brother. I'll get happy again, Brother Yahdai Israel. I know we're going to eat them up and drink them up shortly, but I don't got happy already. I'll be over here in Ezekiel 36 waiting on you, 35 or 36 waiting on you, after you knock it out from it. Yeah, Brother Yahdai Israel, come on.
Book of Deuteronomy 27, verse 9, verse 10 reads, Deuteronomy 27, verse 9. And Moses and the priests, the Levites, spake unto all Israel, saying, take heed and hearken, O Israel, this day you are become the people of Yahuwah. Verse 10, you shall therefore obey the voice of Yahuwah and do his Torah instruction, his statutes, which I command you this day.
That's big talk with them. Now you see that? So you got a timeline when you became the peoples of Yahuwah. And that's why it tells you in the 27th verse 1 what they're talking about. It got a timeline on this. You become the peoples of Yahuwah. You become but the responsibility of being the peoples of Yahuwah. 27 verse 1.
Deuteronomy 27, verse 1. And Moses with the elder of Israel commanded the people, saying, keep all the Torah instructions, which I command you this day.
You become the peoples of Yahuwah when you keep all the Torah instructions that he command you this day. You become the peoples of Yahuwah when you keep all the Torah instructions as I command you this day. Then in Ezekiel chapter 36, verse 8, then it started talking. Verse 8 and verse 20. Listen good. 36, 8 and 20. Listen good.
The book of Ezekiel 36, verse 8, verse 20 reads, Ezekiel 36, verse 8, but you, O mountains of Israel, shall shoot forth your branches. Yield your fruit to my people of Israel, for they are at hand to come. Verse 20, they entered unto the heathen, the nation, whither they went. They profaned my righteous name when they said to them, these are the people of Yahuwah, and are gone forth out of his land.
Who? Verse 16, 17. Did you hear that? See, right? Did you hear the man saying? The peoples of Yahuwah, when you got them among the other peoples, you defamed the name. Now we got to first do all this cleaning up to get you to understand something. You're among other peoples, and you still profaming their name. See, first of all, we got to get that spirit out of you, that proud, puffed up spirit, and have all these gatherings up under many names. 16 and 17, who's doing all this tall talking, Brother Yahdai Israel? Who's doing all this tall talking?
Verse 16, over the word of Yahuwah came unto me, saying, verse 17, son of man, the family of Israel dwell in their own land. They defiled it by their own way, by their doing. Their way was before me as unclean of a removed woman.
Yeah. Yeah. Did the man say? Because they, at once upon a time, they was good. They was good, see, right? Huh? They was a Roman, 7 verse 12. He said, once upon a time, the children of Israel was good. They was Tainos. They were good people. What made them good, see, right? Hmm? What made them good that we can read? Let's see what makes you good people. That was, he was called Taylor. And he read everything that's in the Chaldeans. They have one name called the Taínos, which means good people. What made them good, see, right? That's all Taíno means, good people. 7 verse 12, what do you mean?
Look at Romans 7, verse 12 reads, "Before the Torah instruction is righteous. Torah instruction righteous, just, and good."
What were they saying, see, right? They good people. That means you was Torah-keeping people. They say you was good people. Because you know what? You was Torah-keeping people. What did Yahweh say in 19 chapter, verse 16 and 17? Oh, good. You was good people. What happened to you now? You still a good people? Still keeping Torah instruction? Hmm? You do it, you're good people? You're good people, you keeping the Torah instruction, see, right? Once upon a time, you was called Taínos, which means good people. Good is keeping the Torah instruction. What don't happen now? You still good people? Hmm? 19, 16, and 17, what do you think?
The book of
Matthew. Chapter 19, verse 16 and 17. What does it say that, brother? Yahdai Israel.
Look at Matthew, chapter 19, verse 16, verse 17 reads. Matthew 19, verse 16. Behold, one came and said unto him, "Good master, what good thing shall I do that I may have eternal life?" Verse 17. He said unto him, "Why callest thou me good? There is none good but one, that is Yahweh the Father. But if you will enter into life, keep the Torah instructions."
Nah. It's why call me good? Ain't but one good. One good, see, right? Let's run to the 36th chapter. You think ain't but one good. Ain't but one good, see, right? But all what you good, you got to keep Torah instruction. Examine yourself. In the 37th chapter there, Brother Yahdai Israel, read verse 15. Bring the horn around and hit it on the table. 37:15. Bring the horn around and hit it on the table.
The book of Ezekiel 37, verse number 15. Where the Yahweh came again unto me, saying.
What do you say in verse 22?
Verse 22. I will make them one nation in the land upon the mountains of Israel. One king shall be king to them all. And there shall be no more two nations, neither shall they be divided into two kingdoms anymore at all.
Then they're going to be good again. See, you're good when you come back to understand one thing. You 12 tribes scattered, but you're one nation. And the only way you're going to be good, you're going to have to find out what Yahweh got written, and get behind the good of Israel. If you Israel, and understand one thing. The shot caller got to be Yahdai Judah, according to the Bible. And that's going to make you good again. Because they're going to show you what the Bible's saying. And we're not going to go back to Psalm one more time. We're going back to Psalms again. Because you got it written plainly. You know, I'm going to call the pastors out there in Jamaica. Maybe the next blessing too. I'm going to call you out. Because one thing about it, this is what got to be understood. 1 Corinthians 14, verse 2. I already talked with you. I got to call you out. But you got to understand one thing that's written in 14, verse 2. What it says in 1 Corinthians 14, verse 2.
the book of Psalms, 114, verse 2. Yahdah Judah was his sanctuary. Israel is dominion.
Yahdah Judah is the lead tribe. So you got to come into the sanctuary or the temple of Yahweh and get your instructions about what to do for Yahweh to intervene. Yahdah Judah must take his rightful position, but his rightful position is understand not that you Yahdah Judah. You understand the Bible will tell you exactly what to do, how to do it, when to do it. When they cry to you, then we understand it's time to make the move. We get a couple more definitions on something. So now we find out now when they're calling all the Caribbeans Taínos. From Jamaica to all, but all that means the good peoples that keep the that kept the Torah instruction. You ain't not called that now. You're not called that now. You're not called the good peoples no more. Because everybody else got something else to say. But you forgot about what Jeremiah said. Jeremiah made a profound statement what got to happen. Do what you gotta do. And we're gonna tell you. And Jeremiah, it tells what he said over there in the fourth chapter, verse 22. It says something that Brother Yahdah Israel. It's something got to be talked about. You know, I'm struggling right now, Brother Yahdah Israel. Something got to be talked about in the sixth chapter, verse number 16. See, something got to be talked about. Something got to be now talked about. And what's that?
Look at Jeremiah 6, verse 16. The seer of Yahweh, stand you in the ways and see, and ask for the old paths. Where is a good way, and walk therein. You shall find rest for yourself. But they said, we will not walk therein.
Well, the only way you'll find rest for yourself, you got to ask for the old path. And then you, when you ask for it, you got to walk in it. But then you say, well, no, we're not going to walk in that. That means you can do contrary to this Bible, but you're supposed somebody to come and help you. We can't come and help you until you tell you what the Bible's saying. You got to, first of all, apply yourself to the Bible. Taínos, the good people once upon a time ago. But you're not good people now because you got to keep the Torah instruction. You can't have festivals going on the way you want to have them going on. You got to be celebrating what the festival it is that Yahweh kept. And we're going to leave it like that. And what the Yahweh kept. See, here go to ask for the old path. What the old path is, Brother Yahweh Israel. St. John chapter 10, 22, 23. This is what will be going on right now. Tell me one thing. Is you on it? Is your father Yahweh, is you on it? Is you on you some St. John 10, 20? Some St. John 10? You know two verses I want that Brother Yahweh Israel. Is you on this? Is you on some St. John 10, what, 22, 23? Is you on it? Hallelujah, Yahweh. What's going on that we can read?
The book of St. John 10, verse 22, verse 23 reads, book of St. John 10, verse 22. And was at Yahdah Judah the feast of dedication, and it was winter. Verse 23. After the sun walked in the temple in Solomon's porch.
See that? See what Yahweh did? It was one, he walked into the feast of dedication. That's what he did, see, right? He walked in the feast of dedication. It was one. He walked to the feast. Let's read 59 and 60 in the closing statement, First Maccabees. He walked into the temple of Yahweh. He did it. Why so? Let's run to 1 Maccabees chapter 4 and look at verse 59 and 60 in the closing statement.
The book of 1 Maccabees 4, verse number 59, verse 60 reads. Book of 1 Maccabees 4, verse 59. Along with Judas and his brothers, with the whole congregation of Israel, ordained that the days of the dedication of the altar to be kept in their season from year to year, by the space of 8 days, from the 25th day of the month Shazlu, December, with myrrh and gladness. Verse 60. At that time also they build up the mount of Yagdah Judah, with high walls and strong towers round about. These the 5 sons of Esau, Gentiles, should come and tread it down, as they had done before.
We'll leave it like that, brother. Yeah, guy, yes, we'll get a fresh start on tomorrow, but we're doing some good cleaning now. We got to do it the way the man give it to us to clean it up. But bottom line, see, right, you see what Yahweh the Son did? God on the 25th is the third day of the Feast of Dedication. What you celebrate? What you celebrate? Stocking caps and a Christmas lights. That's not following Yahweh. Yahweh went to the temple and stayed there for 8 days, eating them up and drinking them up. This is the third day. All 6 locations is open. 224-600-5579. Eat them up, drink them up, and talk about what you just got through reading. That's what Yahweh came 70 miles to do. What you keeping? What you keep? Who you following? Brother Yahweh Israel, get back on tomorrow. Close the statement, you're on the clock. Come on.
Hallelujah, choir, hallelujah, choir, hallelujah, choir. The other way is rolling out, see Israel, see Royal. Free work team, to the four corners of the globe, praise his righteous and powerful name. Hallelujah, choir.
Hallelujah, choir. Well, the world call you the good people. And they got to your land. Matter of fact, it's in Christy Columbus' diary. It's not taught in none of y'all books. But you was told back, all the way back to Spain, the good people. Oh, they some good people. So he gave them the name Taínos. And Taíno definition means good people. See? Good people. That was the word Taíno mean, good people. But the good people was one time ago, you had friends on and you kept Torah instruction. What happened now? You still a good people? But you know, you're the good people. Examine yourself. This is the third day of the feast set. All 6 locations open. What you doing, good people? You're doing your own thing, ain't you? We're going to bring in Al Elder and give you a closing statement on take number 31. Remember one thing. Once upon a time ago, you was called the good people. A good people means you kept the Torah instructions. What kind of way? As it written. You understood he had one name. When you was called Taino, you said, okay, I know that name. I'm a good people. Right. Because I keep the story. I look right down this book and see what's going to be going, and I do it. Over to our hill for the statement of statements on tape 31.
Once again, Yahweh bless you, see Israel. And thank you for bringing me back into tonight's broadcast. And it's kind of strange, as you mentioned that word, Tiana, because I was just researching that the other day, talking to a person from Puerto Rico. Actually, they walked away from their tribal name of the 12 tribes of Israel. And when Columbus first came into the Caribbean, the first thing that he heard from their mouth was Tiano, Tiano. So I guess that's what they've been calling themselves ever since then, and took it as a name. Strange that each one of the people that comes from those lands in control, they end up naming a country or either saying, hey, we're going to call this Africa or we're going to call this America. That's another teaching for another day. We will probably get into that maybe later during the week. But anyway, we welcome and thank all of you once again for attending a live broadcast of Yahweh's ministry. And I guess being live, it's also educational, as you found out. We come to you always with new and exciting topics from the King James Bible. And the question has been asked many times, How can you get this much out of this one book? It comes from connecting the books, the words of Yahuwah. We mentioned about your health, foods that you should eat, keeping the Sabbath days, and we do this because you have not. This is information you came to seek, and now you have to search no more. You found it in the voices of the true Israelites, tribe of Yadah. We open unto you from 6 p.m. to 9 p.m., and the days, Sunday, Monday, Wednesday, Thursday. No class on Tuesday unless we have a special event. We do have a Sabbath class, however, and the Sabbath top part is Friday from 7:30 to 10:30 current time. The bottom part is Saturday. We have a temple class that starts at 12 p.m., and the online class starts at 2 to 5 p.m. until our temple members desire to leave. We also have a website address. To use this, enter www.tribeyhdh.com. When you click enter, just under a big line, you're going to see some choices. One will be tithes and offerings. Click PayPal and follow the instructions. In the other device, you might see menu. But after clicking this, again, you see choices. Still choose tithes and offerings. In doing so, remember what it tells all of us in the book of Psalms, chapter 96, verse 7 and verse 8. 7 says, give unto the Yahuwah, O you kindreds of the people. Give unto the Yahuwah glory and strength. 8, give unto the Yahuwah the glory due unto his name, bring an offering, and come into his courts. I each and every time remind everyone to remember that Yahuwah loves a cheerful giver, and also donations to this ministry is greatly appreciated, that you give according to the Bible scriptures in the book of Leviticus, chapter 27, verse 30, and also the book of Hebrews, chapter 7, verse 8 and verse 9. This is to keep this ministry bringing you Thus Says Yahuwah alive. Also for building the school, banquet hall, radio station, and a land to grow the health foods we continue to speak of on this program. Hallelujah, Yahuwah. Also while there, don't forget to check the calendar. The calendar will help keep you, family, and friends in tune with the feast days that come to us throughout the year. We also have a live program. You'll find this is a feature that's only available during live broadcast time. To get there, just type in three words, Yahuwah, Real Live. After click enter, look for Voices of the True Israelites, Tribe of Yahdah. Just click the red live button as soon as it appears. You'll be right into our live online broadcast. We also have a few email addresses for the listening members to use. The first is tribe. The spelling is tribeyhdh at gmail.com. For writing your written opinions, questions of a biblical subject answered, or related topics. The other is yhdhysraeel@gmail.com, also for biblical subjects or related topics. We have a few numbers also you can righteously call with Yahuwah in mind. The first is our live conference room number. This number is 319-527-6065. The other is 224-600-5579. This is our international number where you can call and leave messages on scriptures that you have questions on, which can be answered by any one of six anointed camps of Yahuwah's ministry. Also, by calling the same number, you can order our 12 program sponsoring the 12 tribes of Israel on DVD. Just call that number, 224-600-5579. Now, if you happen to miss the beginning of our today's program, you can always listen to the entire show at 9:15 p.m., except Fridays. Program time will be repeated after 10:30. Just enter three words once again, Yahuwah Radio Live, and after click enter, look for Voices of the True Israelites, Tribe of Yahdah. Just choose the program that you are late logging into, or at that point, any previous day that you would like to listen. Also, during our normal Broad Talk broadcast, we're also simultaneously transmitting on Peltalk, listed under ethnic group, African American. Look for Voices of the True Israelites, Tribe of Yahdah. You'll find this is where Yahuwah's word is also working for your Bible education. Online there to answer any questions about the discussed topics we had will be Elder Mr. Tibbs, along with Seer Israel, writing as shotgun. During this time, we'll be taking no comments off topic or any more than two text questions answered at a time. failure to follow the Righteous Act, the elder will block or restrict the misuse. And you'll find if Broad Talk ends before teaching time, we will continue teaching on Pal Talk. Yahuwah be with you all. But remember, as you've heard many times before, when you're trying to learn the words of Yahuwah, do not try to win the Bump the Gums contest. You will miss all the Yahuwah's glory, which is said unto you. Remember, we are rehearsing the Righteous Act to learn the words of Yahuwah. So at this particular time, so we can continue our learning in the words of Yahuwah, I'll pass our program back to our seer Israel and say, Hallelujah, Yahuwah.
Hallelujah, Yahuwah, Israel. That's asking your pardon. We'll be definitely riding, listening on the Pal Talk. Anybody got any questions there? But the seer will not say one word on that. He'll take that. I mean, he'll take notes. No doubt about it. I'm a great note taker. But, you know, the best part is broadcast when we bring in the mothers. And they'll tell you what the Almighty has put on them to tell you. They'll tell you, this national audience, what he has put on them to tell you. So we're going to find the mothers out of Camp 1, the three mothers out of Camp 1, those mothers in all the other camps too. But we're good dealing with Camp 1 as we speak. Now they're going to tell you what the Almighty has put on them to tell you. Which, and remember we read over there in Samuel, he said, Big Joel, Big John, will you hear? He said, yeah, I'll hear. Okay, good. We're going to find the mothers and now have an ear to hear what the mother's going to bring to the table on take 31. This is the third day of the feast. This is the third day of the feast. But do you understand? This is the feast of the Almighty 8-day feast. We in the third day. This is it, right? But now the best part of broadcast is now on the air. We bring the mother Z when you meet the mothers out of Camp 1 with a loud voice, you say? Mother Z. From the tribe of Yadad Judah. Yahuwah be with you there and bless you, Mother Z. You on the clock, come on.
Yahuwah, bless and keep you, seer Israel, Aurora Z. Hallelujah, Yahuwah.
Hallelujah, Yahuwah. Hallelujah, Yahuwah. But we know one thing. You got something to tell the national audience and understand one thing. Our problem is one thing. The leadership is absent. And Mother Z gonna tell us something about whatever Yahuwah said. Now take your time there and get in that microphone and talk. You on the clock, yeah, Mother Z, come on.
I would just like to say and read to the national audience tonight about some scriptures about the power of Yahuwah in you know, I would just like to read some of the scriptures that's talking about the power. There's many, you know, by his power in the Bible, but I'm going to read some of them, not all of them. And I would just like to start reading at Romans chapter 9, verse 17. For the scriptures said unto Pharaoh, even of this same purpose have I raised you up, that I might show my power in you, and that my name might be declared throughout all the earth. Let me skip down to verse 21. Has not the potter have power over the clay? And the same lump to make one vessel unto honor and another vessel unto dishonor. Verse 22. What if Yahuwah willing to show his wrath and to make his power known and do it with much long suffering? Be this one a wrath fitting to destruction and I'm going to go and read some in Matthew chapter 6, verse 13. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from all evil, from under all evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever. Hallelujah. God. And I'm going to Matthew 28, verse 18. Matthew 28, verse 18. And Yahweh said, and Yahweh came and spoke unto them, said, all power is given unto me in heaven and in earth. Verse 19. Go ye therefore and teach all nations, baptize them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the righteous Spirit. Verse 20. Teach them to observe all things whatsoever I have commanded you, and lo, I am with you always, even unto the end of the earth. Hallelujah, Yahweh. And one more in Luke 24 and verse 49. And it says, and behold, I send the peace of my Father, and behold, I send the presence of my Father. I'm messing that up. So I'm just going to pronounce the first letter. And behold, I send the peace of my Father upon you. But tarry deep in the city of Yahdai Judah until he be endued with power from on high. Hallelujah, Yahweh. Hallelujah, Yahweh. Hallelujah, Yahweh.
Hallelujah, right. That's right. Well, they give some power on high now by the 6th anointing council of Boaz to Israel. So we have been ordained to give you some power on high from high through the 6th anointing camp, but we got to get it right, no doubt about it. We got to understand something. We was called the good peoples. Look at the good Tainos, the good peoples. You know how what made you good? When you kept Torah instruction. That what made you the good peoples. But now you're all over the place. So what the opposite of good? When you meet the mothers out of Camp 1, with a loud voice you say, Mother E, tribe of Yahdai Judah. Mother E, Yahweh bless you, see you right.
Yahweh bless you, see Israel. I see you right. Hallelujah, Yahweh.
Hallelujah, Yahweh there, Mother E. Mother E, you heard a lot. We know you're a great note taker, too. So when you saw him talking about some Tainas, okay, yeah, you was it. You was good people, but the only thing make you good when you keep your Torah instruction. When like somebody might say you are, oh, okay, what you think about that? Well, I'm good, I'm good. Well, how can you be good? You're not good if you keep your Torah instruction. That's what the definition of good is. I'm good, okay. That means you keep your Torah instruction. So that means you're not good. Mother E, kind of a Yahdai Jewish world, listen. What you got to tell them? You on the clock. Come on.
I'm going to read about the light. Okay. And I'm going to start. I'm going to read St. John chapter 1, verse 1. And then I'm going to go to verse 6 to verse 18. And it says, in the beginning was the Word. And the Word was with Yahweh the Father. And the Word was Yahweh the Son. So in verse 6, it says, there was a man sent from Yahweh whose name was John. The same came for a witness to bear witness of that light, that all men through him might believe. Verse 8, he was not the light, but was sent to bear witness of that light. Verse 9, that was the true light, which lighteth every man that cometh into the world. He was in the world, and the world was made by him, and the world know him not. Verse 11, he come unto his own, and his own received him not. Verse 12, but as many as received him, to them gave he power to become the sons of Yahweh the throne, even to them that believed on his name. Verse 13, which were born not of blood, not of the will of the flesh, nor of the will of man, but of Yahweh the Father. Verse 14, and the world was made flesh, and the word was made flesh, and dwelt among us, and we beheld his greatness, the greatness as the only begotten of the Father, full of the covenant and truth. Verse 15, John bare witness of him, and cried, saying, this was he of whom I speak. He that cometh after me is perfect before me, for he was before me. Verse 16, and of his fulfillment have all we received the covenant for grace, the covenant for covenant. Verse 17, for the law was given by Moses, but grace and truth, the covenant and the truth come by Yahweh the Son. No man has seen the Father at any time. The only begotten Son, which is in the bosom of the Father, he has declared him. So this is talking about Yahweh the Son, and he is the light for the world, the light for us, for Israel, not for the world, the light for Israel. And all Israel don't believe on the Son, but that's our light, and that's who we got to come through to get to the Father. Hallelujah, Father. Hallelujah, Yahweh.
Yes. Hallelujah, Yahweh. Right. Yep. That the one you call Melchizedek, polluted for Yahweh the Son. That's the one that you got to come to. And you are calling by a name that the world gave him. That ain't what he said his name. You know, Melchizedek. His name is Yahweh the Son. He said, come in his Father's name. Melchizedek is polluted for Yahweh the Son. So we got a lot of work to do. But one thing about it, Judah leads. Judah leads. That's all we can tell you. Judah leads. We're going to find a third mother out of camp one, and she's going to tell you what Yahweh put on her to tell you, national audience. Man, one thing you see right here, this is the feast day. It's the third day of the feast. Yahweh went to the temple. He stayed there for 8 days. And he talked. And you know what? That's what we do. We tell you what this man did on starting December 25th. You have no, it's none of that stuff that you're doing lines up. This is the feast called dedication. Our 8-day feast. Eat them up, drink them up, and talk about what Yahweh did back there in Maccabees for the children of Yahweh Judah, and what he's going to do for the whole world in time of point. When you meet the mothers out of camp one, what a loud voice you say, Mother D, L, Israel, tribe of Yahweh Judah, Yahweh BJL C. Roy.
Yahweh bless you, Seer Israel of C. Roy. Hallelujah, Yahweh.
Hallelujah, Yahweh, that mother DF Israel. Well, third day of the feast. We're going to follow the man. We got to follow the man. That's all I'm saying. We got to follow the man on what the man got written in his Bible. So what you got to say to this master audience, take your time and get in the microphone. The world is listening, especially out there in Jamaica. You know, all of them in the Caribbean was called Tainos. That means good people. But that means good. That means they were the Torah keepers. So the Tainos, the good people, how you going to get that represented again by being good? That means keep the Torah instruction. What you got to say that mother D up Israel? The clock is yours, the time is yours. Take your time. Come on.
Well, see, I just want to read a scripture, Psalms 62, verses 1 and 2, and I think 5 through 12, if I have enough time. And let me see. Psalm 62, verses 1. Truly, my soul waiteth upon Yahweh. From him cometh my salvation. Verse 2. He only is my rock and my salvation. He is my defense. I shall not be greatly moved. Verses 5. My soul waiteth thou only upon Yahweh, for my expectation is from him. Verse 6. He only is my rock and my salvation. He is my defense. I shall not be moved. Verse 7. And Yahweh is my salvation and my honor, the rock of my strength, and my refuge is in Yahweh. Verse 8. Trust in him at all times. You people, pour out your mind before him. Yahweh is a refuge for us. Verse 9. Surely men of low degree are vanity, and men of high degree are a lie. To be laid in the balance, they are altogether lighter than vanity. Verse 10. Trust not in oppression and become not vain in robbery. If riches increase, set not your mind upon them. Verse 11. Yahweh has spoken once, twice. Have I heard this? Power belongeth unto Yahweh. Verse 12. Also unto thee, O Yahweh, belongeth mercy, for thou renderest to every man or woman according to their works. Hallelujah, Yahweh. Hallelujah, Yahweh. Hallelujah, Yahweh.
Hallelujah, Yahweh. That's excellent. That's excellent, our mother D.F. Israel. So we got a little time to get a verse in. We got a little verse in. But remember, one thing, back on again tomorrow, just got to do a lot of cleaning up to get do some good cooking. So out there, I think we good for one verse there, Mother E. I think we good for one verse in the closing statement. I think we can get one verse in there, Mother E. Let's see if we get one verse in there and get a closing statement. I think we good for one. What it says over there in Baruch, chapter 1 through 7. What it say in Baruch 4:1-7?
Chapter 4.
Yeah, chapter 4. What it say 1-7? Yeah, Baruch chapter 4:1-7. What it say in the closing statement? What can we read that's going on there?
Baruch chapter 4. 1-7.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Baruch chapter 4, verse 1. This is the book of the Torah instruction of Yahweh and the Torah instruction that endureth forever. All they that keep it shall come to life, but such as leave it shall die. Turn thee, O Israel, and take hold it. Walk in the presence of the light thereof, that thou mayest be illuminated. Verse 3. Give not thine honor unto another, nor the time that things that are profitable unto thee to a strange nation. Verse 4. Are we things for things that are pleasant to Yahweh are made known unto us. Verse 5. Be of good cheer, my people, and be of good cheer, my people. The of the of Israel. I can't see that. Verse 6. You were sold to the nation, not for your destruction, but because you moved Yahweh to wrath. You were delivered unto the enemy. Verse 7. For you provoked him that made you by sacrificing unto devil and not to Yahweh.
Verse 7.
That was verse 7.
Well, close the statement now. That's verse 7. Now give me a closing statement. So you see, we sitting there picking and ball card and trying to make treaties and everything else. Listen, see right here. You sold to your enemy because you moved Yahweh, the Son, to hurt you because it was written in Yahweh the Father's book. So if you don't get him right, you ain't going to get right. The reason you in every nation upon the sun, good people, because you walked away from the Torah instruction. Mother E, we'll get back on again tomorrow. What's your closing statement here to come out?
I'm just going to read Psalm 146. Praise ye the Yahweh. Praise the Yahweh, O my soul. While I live, will I praise the Yahweh? I will sing praise unto thy name, unto thy Yahweh, while I have my being. Verse 3, put not your trust in prince, nor in the son of man, in whom there is no help. Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah.
That's right. Hallelujah. See, our help comes from the Almighty Yahweh. So we picking and boycotting. And we got to remember one thing that Mother D.F. Israel. Mother D.F. Israel, he made a final statement. I need to precept what Mother just got through reading. And yeah. 121 of Psalms. See, we got to be clear about our help. See, we got to be on no doubt our help. And in 121, it'll tell us plainly in verse 2, about our help. 121, yes. Verse 2, what does it say?
Psalms 121, verse 2. My help cometh from Yahweh, which made heaven and earth.
Mm-hmm. And then what happened next in 122, verse 1? Then what happened next in 122, verse 1?
Psalms 122, verse 1. I was glad when they said unto me, Let us go into the temple of Yahweh.
Yeah. And I remember looking the mother eyeball to eyeball, she said, you know, guess what? That's what the peace is at. Understand one thing. Ain't nothing going to change this written to you, right? So if you got to get you some 7317 in you, what it say in Psalm 7317?
Psalm 33.
Mm-hmm.
You say Psalms 33?
73:17.
What?
Yeah, 73:17.
Okay. Psalms 73. Okay. Let me see what I get over here. Psalm 73:17 reads, until I went into the temple of Yahweh, there understood I therein.
What it says in Enoch 98:8-12. What it says in Enoch 98:8-12. Single verse never make it sound good. Enoch 98:7-12.
Okay.
What is that, Mother D, up there?
I'm trying to get there, Sia. Let's see. Psalms 73.
What is that, Mother D? 98:7-12.
Okay. Okay.
First Enoch 98:7-12. What does it say there, Mother D of Israel?
Okay. Psalms 98:7.
Down to verse 12.
Okay. First Enoch chapter 98:7-12. Verse 7. And do not think in your spirit, nor say in your mind, that you do not know, and that you do not see that every sin is recorded every day in heaven in the presence of the Most High. Verse 8, from now on, you know that all your wrongdoing that you do will be written down every day until the day of your judgment. Verse 9, woe to you, you fools, for through your folly you shall perish, and you do not listen to the wise, so no good will come to you against the wise. Verse 10, and now know you that you are prepared for the day of destruction. Therefore, do not hope to live, you sinner, but you shall depart and die, for there will be no ransom for you, because you are prepared for the day of the great judgment, for the day of tribulation and great shame for your spirit. Verse 11, woe to you, you obstinate of mind, who worketh wickedness and eat blood. Where do you have good things to eat and to drink and to be filled from all